We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Matthew chapter 7, the Bible says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." As we hear the word of God and as we apply those biblical truths to our lives every day, we are building our life upon a solid foundation. All filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face into a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Let's take a moment and talk to the Lord. Lord, we're grateful for your word that we have before us this morning, and Lord, we believe by faith it is your word. It is powerful. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. And Lord, your word knows us better than we know ourselves. And so, Lord, as we come before you, we bow before you in submission and humility. And we ask your help, Lord. We desire for you to convict us and to direct us and to guide us. Lord, I pray that we would be different because of hearing and doing your word this morning. We love you. We thank you for who you are to us. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to notice, if we could, in our Bibles this morning, this expression. We find it in the 22nd verse. The Bible says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Jesus often used this expression. He said, "He that hath ears, let him hear." As we have opportunity, we must take the opportunity that God gives us to hear the word of God, and not only to hear it, but obey the truth that the Lord has. Our world today is filled with various opinions when it comes to the Bible, and different approaches to hearing the word of God. There are those who are relativistic hearers, those who undermine the authority of Scripture by suggesting that it may be right for you, but it is not right for them. This type of crowd suggests that the Word of God is no longer relevant for our day. And they would use an expression, they would say something like, "You have your truth and I have my truth." There are those in our world today who would be what I would call superstitious hearers. They treat the Bible like a magic object of some kind. Like the children of Israel who thought that they would win the battle just because they had the Ark of the Covenant with them. There are people in our world today that believe that just because they have a Bible in their home, or just because their mom and dad reads a Bible, or just because that they read a Bible, that they are automatically blessed by God. There are those who are emotional hearers. Now, there's no doubt about it that the Word of God affects our emotions. But people come to the Bible seeking a certain kind of experience from the Word of God. The reality is they are more interested in their feeling than doing the Word of God. And then there are those who are theoretical hearers. These are hearers who come to the Bible to just gain information. They emphasize Bible knowledge and theological correctness. And they're not really interested in practical godliness, but to them, the Bible is nothing more than a textbook for their life. Now, we have to be careful about our attitude when it comes to the Word of God. God teaches us in this scripture that we are not to live our life with just a vain religion or a vain devotion, but we are to allow the Word of God to impact the way we live our life. Not just a hearer of the Word, but we are to also be a doer of the Word. So let's consider this thought, if we could, this morning. Number one, I think it's very simple and practical. We could say, number one, that there is a command to obey the Bible. It says it in our text in verse 19. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." I think in this scripture, James gives us just a practical principle for our life. He says, first of all, we need to be swift to hear. Now, the context from the scripture we're reading is the Word of God. And so as we apply this expression, swift to hear, to the context of what James is writing, we would say that we have to be quick to hear the Word of God. We must believe what the Bible says and obey that Bible truth for our life. Now we understand that there are many people in our world that listen. But do they truly hear what God is saying? You can listen to something, but not really hear what is being said. The psalmist said this in Psalm 85, verse 8. He says, "I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly." The psalmist said, "I will hear what God has to say. I will hear the Word of God." And as we hear the Word of God, there are important truths that is related to our hearing. First of all, hearing the Bible builds our faith. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When we talk about hearing, we're talking about applying that truth to our life. So the Word of God builds our faith. George Mueller said this, "Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends." As we listen to the Word of God, as we turn our heart to the Word of God, it builds our faith. As we obey those truths for our life, we build our faith. Hearing the Bible builds our faith. Number two, hearing the Bible is a way of a wise man. Matthew chapter 7, the Bible says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. As we hear the word of God and as we apply those biblical truths to our lives every day, we are building our life upon a solid foundation. And we are wise in doing so. I mean, the foolish man and the wise man are two individuals that both heard the words of Jesus, but only one responded correctly. And so we want to be a wise man or a wise individual when it comes to the Word of God. Think about this practical thought, if I could give it to you this morning.
It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
If your car was making loud noises and you went to a mechanic and he said, well, just turn up your radio, that's not a good mechanic. Your car's making loud noises and you bring that car to a car doctor or a mechanic and he says, listen to me, you need to get that car fixed right away, it's dangerous. And you decide that you're a better mechanic than him. So you drive that car anyway. You drive that car, and one day you're driving that car, and those car brakes, they lock up, and you swerve off the road, and you almost die. What does the Bible call you? The Bible calls you a fool. Because you were given truth, you were given information, and your response to that information was not a response of humility, but a response of pride. You knew better, you had the answer, and it almost costed your life. And that's what the Bible says for 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, you could write it down. The Bible says, but we also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well if you take heed. It is beneficial for your life if you heed the word of God. It is good for you if you follow the Bible. So the word of God will grow our faith. The word of God is the following, or hearing the word of God is the pathway of a wise man. But number three, obeying the Bible can save our soul. What the Bible says in James 1:21, wherefore laying aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive the meekness of the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. A couple of thoughts. Number one, I think we can look at this passage of Scripture and we can understand that the Bible gives us the pathway to heaven. The Bible teaches us that we are all sinners. It speaks of our sinful state. It talks about the fact that we are separated from God and that we cannot save ourselves, that Jesus is our Savior, and if we put our faith and trust in Him and call upon his name, then we will receive that eternal life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And practical speaking, we can talk about salvation of our soul when it comes to putting our faith and trust in Jesus and building our life upon that foundation. But as we look at the context of James chapter 1:21, he's actually talking about a Christian's life following the Bible, following the principles of the Bible. It will spare us from a lot of trouble that would come into our life. It'll protect us and help us from a lot of disappointments and a lot of pitfalls that will come into our life. The Bible says that the Word of God, the engrafted Word of God, is able to save or to secure, to protect our soul. You could write it down, number four, that hearing the Word of God or obeying the Word of God will help us to grow spiritually. We don't want to have that superstitious attitude toward the Word of God where we have the idea, well, you know, I listened to the sermon on the live stream, or I came to church and I'm growing in my Christian life because I was present. And yet this is a false pretense about the Bible and about God and the power of the Word of God in our life. I want us to turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. And I want us to consider here this thought, Hebrews chapter 4, and notice what the Bible is saying here. Hebrews chapter 4, the context of the passage of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 4, we're going to look at verse 11. The context of the passage of Scripture, it's talking about rest in the Christian life. Rest in the Christian life. It's talking about being right with God. And that contentment and that rest that we have in trusting God and relying on God in our life. It says in verse 11, in our text here, Hebrews chapter 4, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. And the Greek word here in verse 11 for that word labor, the Greek word here gives us several word pictures throughout the New Testament, as that word is interpreted different ways throughout the Bible. It's interpreted endeavor three times, due diligence two times, be diligent two times, give diligence one time, be forward, labor, and study. Study to show thyself approved. Actually, same Greek word here is the word labor. And so what the Bible is saying is the Word of God is powerful, but we have to apply the Bible and read the Bible and study the Bible in order for us to glean what God wants to give us from the Word of God. Our Bible is truth and help to our life, but it takes effort for us to read the Word of God and to obey the Word of God for our life. And so the context of that is to labor into that, to get into that rest, into that trusting. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So then in verse 12 it says, for the Word of God is quick and powerful. The word quick there means it is alive. It is a living book. It is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing sunder of soul and spirit, the temporal and the eternal. It divides the temporal and the eternal of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Here, I'll just paraphrase it for you. The Bible knows you better than you know yourself. It digs down deep into the soul of humanity, and the Bible teaches us the very intentions of our heart. You know why people don't like the Bible? Because they don't like what they see. The Bible tells them who they really are, and they don't like to be known. They don't like to know who they really are. I was talking to a lady, giving her the gospel during vacation Bible school one time. She had sent her child to vacation Bible school. We were out in the parking lot talking. We talked about church. We talked about the Bible. We started talking about salvation. And I said to the lady, I said, listen, the Bible teaches us that we are all sinners. And she looked at me and she said, hey, listen, let's not get into name-calling now. The Bible isn't name-calling. The Bible is diagnosing your condition. You wouldn't, the doctor said to you, listen, I want you to know that you have cancer. You wouldn't say, whoa, doctor, let's not get into the name calling now. No, he's given you a diagnosis. When the Bible says that we're sinners, it's diagnosing your condition. It's telling you your problem. And it's saying, listen, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible knows you better than you know yourself. The Word of God will do its part. It will dig deep into your heart. It is alive. It is powerful. And yet we must labor. We must obey the Word of God for our life. Now, oftentimes there are three responses when it comes to the Word of God. The first response is people will flee it. They don't want to read it. They don't want to listen. I mean, when the Word of God begins to step on their toes and convict them, then what do? They draw back. They flee. They push away. There are people who will fight it. They'll excuse it away. They'll make up reasons why they cannot obey the Word of God, why they cannot follow the Word of God. And yet God bless those that face it. And they hear the Word of God and they say, it's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord. I need your help. I need your direction and guidance in my life. And they say that prayer, Lord, forgive me, or Lord, help me. And they make that change in their life. This is how we ought to respond to the Word of God. This is how we ought to follow the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit in our life. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. This is what the Bible teaches us about the Christian life, that obedience to the Bible is that working out your own salvation, allowing the Holy Spirit to convict you and to guide you, and you responding correctly to the Bible. We are to be swift to hear the Word of God. Number two, we need to be slow to speak. Now, I think when we consider the context of the scripture here, we consider the context of the Word of God, we need to stop trying to change the Bible, and we need to obey the Bible for our life. Someone said this, the Bible doesn't need to be rewritten, it needs to be reread. I think that's true, and I think that's important for our life. In a world where everyone has an opinion about everything, I mean, our world, everyone, and we're living in the age of information, and the World Wide Web has really just opened the playing field for everyone to be an expert about anything they want. And everyone has an opinion, and everyone has something to say. And yet, I want to remind you that we need to let God do the talking in our life. And listen to what God has to say. We need to be swift to hear God and slow to speak. Think about Judges chapter 6 for a moment and the life of Gideon. And Gideon was a good man. I'm glad when God looks at us, he sees our potential. And not where we are. In Judges chapter 6, verse 13, the Bible says, and Gideon said unto him, ah, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, then why is all of this befallen us? If God is with his people, the people of Israel, then why are all these things happening? By the way, we call that consequences. The Bible says, and where be all his miracles which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us in the hands of the Midianites. This is Judges chapter 6, verse 13. Verse 14 says, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might. Thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I and the least of my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, show me a sign that thou talkest with me. I mean, you gotta prove to me that you are even speaking to me right now. Gideon always had a response to the Word of God, didn't he? He always had an excuse of why God couldn't use him. And he was constantly fighting God's work and God's call in his life. Let me suggest to you this morning, when it comes to the Word of God, just be slow to speak. We hear the Bible being preached. The very first thought that may come into our mind is, hey, I'm really glad that so-and-so is hearing this message today. Or I hope so-and-so is watching that live stream this morning. They really need this message. No, you know who really needs this message? Is you need this message and I need this message. We need to be slow to speak. How should we respond to the Word of God? We should respond to the Word of God like Samuel was told to respond to the Word of God. He was told to say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." I'm going to hear what God has to say. And I'm going to be slow to speak. Number three, let's think about this. We need to be slow to wrath. A person must not react against what God says about temptation and sin, nor about what God has to say about salvation. If a person reacts against God's plan of salvation and follows his own plan, he is only dooming himself.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.